Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen about safety tips during the summer's heat. Today is Heat Awareness Day. We've seen some record-breaking hot temperatures already this year. What are some things that people need to keep in mind with the heat this summer?
Heat is often one of the number one killers for weather-related deaths in the United States, so there are things that you need to do to keep yourself safe. You want to drink lots of water when you're outside, and if you are not on a salt-restricted diet, throw some Gatorade in there every once in a while to replenish your salts that you lose when you sweat. Stay in the shade if you can. Wear proper clothing, lightweight, light-colored. A hat with a big brim.
And are there things that people can do to keep their home cooler that would be beneficial?
The same things you do to keep your house warm in the winter, you can do in the summer. So covering your windows with curtains, and if you've got like shades and curtains, that doubles up your insulation. Make sure there are no gaps around your windows and doors. If you really want to, you can use reflective, like aluminum foil type things in your window to reflect the heat away. Obviously insulation, and one thing that a lot of people don't think of is your fans go two different directions, so make sure you change the direction of your fans when the seasons change so that in the summer your fans will pull the warm air up instead of pushing it down like they do in the wintertime.
And if people really want to find some air conditioning but they don't have it at home, do you recommend anywhere here in town or in the area that they could go to for a couple hours?
There's always the library, because that's a great place to go spend time anyway. You can read some good books. You can always go to shopping malls or other stores that have it. A lot of churches have air conditioning, so if they've got events going on, it's a great place to spend your time if you want to.
And what are some signs that people need to watch out for heat sickness?
So there are three levels of heat sicknesses in addition to sunburns themselves. There's heat cramps, which is shows up with pains or spasms in your stomach, arms, or legs. The main thing with all heat sicknesses is to get out of the heat. That's the first thing you can do, is get to a cooler location and do things to start cooling yourself down. Small sips of cool water are a great thing. Don't chug it if you're feeling crappy already, because that won't help you. So heat exhaustion. There's heavy sweating, you start getting pale and crampy and tired, you might get dizzy and feel sick, you could even faint. Get to a cooler place, small sips of water. If it's bad enough, you need to go to the doctor. And then heat stroke is when your body temperature is above 103 degrees and it can't regulate itself back to a normal temperature. So you start to get red and hot, there you don't sweat anymore. And your pulse and your breathing are rapid and can get dizzy and confused, almost like a regular stroke. And if this is happening, you need to call 911 and get the person to an ER right away.
So often with a heat stroke, you wouldn't recognize it yourself, but you might see it in somebody else.
Definitely. If you see anybody who's acting funny, that's a sign to get them some help right away.
During the summertime, will we see any notices from the National Weather Service or FEMA regarding heat if it's excessive?
Yeah. They usually will put out an excessive heat warning for temperatures over 95 and with when the heat index is gross and it's all muggy out. And especially if it's going to be for a period of time, more than 2 or 3 days, that's really when it starts to get bad, is when it's those prolonged periods of excessive heat that they start putting out lots of warnings.
And are there certain people that are then more susceptible to these heat illnesses?
Yep. Anybody who is older, younger, or overweight are at a higher risk because they already have issues regulating their own body temperature.
So overall, are there certain things that people really need to keep in mind this summer to avoid any of these illnesses?
Always keep yourself hydrated is number one, and drink water. Lots of water. There are other things you can drink that will quench your thirst at the time but are actually going to dehydrate you. Sodas, alcoholic beverages are actually going to make it worse than if you were drinking water.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Emergency Management Coordinator Marissa Risen, speaking about heat safety. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.